Toronto Zoomer Radio vintage Carol King from 1961, Some Kind of Wonderful, and Gowan, When There's Time for Love, on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Speaking of Gowan, we are in the presence of rock royalty this morning. He's the lead vocalist and keyboardist with legendary band Styx, and he's a famous solo artist in his own right. Scotland-born, Scarborough-raised, Lawrence Gowan joins the Morning Zoom. Welcome, welcome.
I feel very welcome already. Thank you very much, Sam and Jane, and great to be on your show.
But Lawrence, what is it about singing and performing that keeps you doing it decade after decade?
Well, I have bills to pay, and you know what it is? I absolutely love what I've been, you know, gifted to do in this life. I don't know, you know, I feel very, very fortunate to do it. Ever since I became a professional musician, you know, and playing at the Gasworks back in the 1970s, I truly loved every single night, and I still do. So there's really nothing else, A, that I'm qualified for, and B, there's nothing I get more joy out of than just seeing, you know, ending the day with, you know, thousands of people on their feet and big smiles on their faces, and the kind of exchange that we have through music is just such a life-affirming and great way for me to spend my time on the planet.
I wonder if when you look out into the audience, you see, you know, fans who are your age and maybe a little bit younger, and then you see fans who are substantially younger, because the fans who are your age had babies and raised them listening to Styx and Gowan, and now they're all celebrating the same music together.
That is the phenomenon that I've really witnessed over the last, let's say, over about the last 15 years, roughly, maybe a little bit more, is that as classic rock has emerged as the great musical statement of the last half of the 20th century, where you could say roughly, you know, arbitrarily, that jazz was the first half of the century, so many people have gravitated toward that music because it had the longevity that we never really, it turned out to have an incredible longevity that we probably never assumed it would have, but obviously has, and has reached further generations. And there's nothing that gives me more, you know, pleasure on stage than seeing someone who I can tell weren't even born when the records were made. I mean, unless they've had some remarkable work done on their faces. they know all the words. They have embraced these songs as if they are concurrent with their own lives and as meaningful to their lives as the ones who've been with us and been the faithful right from the beginning. And that's a phenomenal thing to be engaged with.
You know, many, many years ago, I remember you were swimming at a pool in Cambridge, Ontario. That's where I grew up. You're about 10 years my senior, and all of us girls, it was the Holiday Inn. And we were all so excited because there you were in the flesh. I'm thinking about, you know, the fans, the Uber fans, right, who've been with you all these years. And, you know, and what does that mean to you, people who followed your career from when you were a young man?
First of all, it means a lot to me that you didn't see me in a bathing suit recently. I have to say, it's really great. There are some that, you know, I've been fortunate over the years to kind of, and especially now with social media, there are ways where I'll suddenly see someone from the past that'll say, I saw you at, and if I happen to recognize the venue and say, you know, if someone says, oh, I saw you when you played at the Montreal Forum, if I see Montreal Forum in the little message or something like that, right after, I saw you in the Montreal Forum in 1985, and I just saw you there again at the new Forum with Styx, like just a few years ago, let's say, I will try to send them a quick message, you know, just basically what a great, you know, shared experience we've had through that. And it does stand out to me. And now, of course, when you get pictures of people, you know, sometimes I'll look down at the front row and I'll realize, yeah, I just sent a message to that or had an exchange with that person just a few days ago.
Yeah. And, you know, you should go and check out Lawrence Gowan's Instagram, because you have lots of really fantastic videos up there of performances and just snippets of various shows. And I noted in one of the videos that it was the Budweiser show with Budweiser stage show back in August with Loverboy and REO Speedwagon. Yeah. And, you know, there was such a cool energy watching that show, and, you know, just the number of people who were really celebrating your music. It must be special to perform in front of a hometown crowd, as you will be doing at the Rose Brampton.
Well, you know, the Rose in Brampton, I've played now a couple of times, and that's become a new venue that I really look forward to getting back to, as we are this week. on the 15th. There are venues in Toronto that are specifically particularly important to me. So when you mentioned the Budweiser stage, I can't help when I'm on that stage but think of the, in total there were 13 times that I played Gowan shows at the Forum at Ontario Place. And I played, I think, five now at the Budweiser stage, which was the Molson Amphitheater or something like that. Yep. A while ago. That placement, that place on planet Earth was such a pivotal shift in my life, you know, from over the course of my life, that it's kind of, for me, it's sacred ground. The same it could be said, say, of Massey Hall, where I've had great years of experience playing there over a number of decades.
Well, speaking of that, and we have to say goodbye here shortly, but Lawrence, aging well, clearly you are doing that. What is your recipe?
First of all, music is number one. I'm going to say that over the course of my life, I've noticed that people who have stayed embraced, connected to music on a daily basis, tend to do better. That's been that's really the only recipe I can really, you know, recommend to people. Music keeps people engaged in life. There's something about if there's anything that's truly magic to me, it's what music can do to people.
And how fortunate that you get to give that gift to us. So Lawrence Gowan, lead vocalist and incredible keyboardist with Styx for 23 years and solo artist too, with a bajillion hits on stage December 15th at the Rose Brampton. Thanks, Lawrence. Have a great show.
Sam, Jane, thank you so much. Great to talk to you guys again, and all the best with everything, and have a great Christmas or Ramalama Ding Dong or whatever you're having. Have a great
But that's exactly what we're having. We're having Ramalama Ding Dong. How did you know?
I'm having that here with Little Richard on the jukebox.
Perfect. Okay, so you heard Gowan sing before our interview, but I'm looking for a winner who hears Styx, because he's the lead vocalist in Styx, as you know. And when you hear a Styx song, give us a call. Seventh caller wins tickets to Gowan's show next week, his sold-out show. The win line number, 416-360-0740, as soon as you hear a Styx hit.